Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is September 2nd, Wednesday, 2020, day 246. Today's topic, there is nothing new under the sun. Everything become new forever above the sun. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Thank through your day all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and his people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 97, verses 7 to 12, Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 1 to chapter 3, verse 22, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 to 13. Proverbs 22, verse 15. Today's main passages, I have several. It's all from Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verses 1 to 2. The words of the teacher, son of David, king in Jerusalem. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Utterly meaningless, everything is meaningless. Chapter 1, verses 8 to 9. All things are wearisome, more than one can say. The eye never has enough of seeing, nor the ear is full of hearing. What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. Chapter 2, verses 10 to 11. I denied myself nothing my eyes desired. I refused my heart no pleasure. My heart took delight in all my labor, and this was the reward for all my toil. Yet when I surveyed all that my hands had done and what I had toiled to achieve, everything was meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Nothing was gained under the sun. Chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. There's a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. Chapter 3, verses 10 to 11. I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. The topic I received today is, there's nothing new under the sun. Everything become new forever above the sun. When I read Ecclesiastes today, Jesus asked me to count how many times that's the word under the sun, meaningless, chasing after the wind, a time. When I started to count, tears came out nonstop. 10 times, the word under the sun. 14 times, meaningless. 5 times, chasing after the wind. 28 times, a time. Wow, then Jesus said, if King Solomon, the man with wisdom and had all the money, power, and desire he wanted to have, but was being pulled in the darkness of dissatisfaction, life is meaningless like chasing wind. Who can live a life of satisfaction under the sun? Wow, I was trembling as Jesus told me that. Yes, we cannot be satisfied under the sun, which means under our own control, under the system of the world. Only we are willing to be led by the Lord each day, and that is above the sun. We will understand God controls everything. In His time, everything comes into being, and no matter how clever we are or how powerful we can be, we cannot get out of God's timing. The most important catch I have today is that God set eternity in the human heart. Eternity means our born-again life, that we can have a relationship with God eternally when we receive Jesus as Savior and Lord of life. When we are still living in this world and after we die, we are in this eternal life, eternal relationship. If we can live each day above the sun to see Jesus and chat with Jesus each day, then everything is a new day and a joyful day. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to live each day above the sun to see you and chat with you each day, that everything is a new day and a joyful day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what inspiration have you received from today's catch, and what have you heard from Jesus now? Number two, what is your next step? Family Corner. Find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.